Nikki Reed.
You are now listening to the hottest show on the internet. The Nikki Reed Show.
All right, welcome to the Nikki Reed Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. We live here tonight. Charlotte, North Carolina is where we're broadcasting from, and we're originally based out of. To everybody that's listening in right now, we welcome you to join in tonight on this special night, Sunday, and we're getting it in. And we're going to have a couple of special artists and features to come through to the Nikki Reed Show. We're excited about our guest. We have Gary Coleman. He will be live tonight, and we want to welcome all the listeners to go to our chat room as well. We open up the chat room so that you can network. Everyone can network and benefit from that as well. We also welcome you to go to NikkiRichShow.com, our official website, where you can learn all the information you might need in case you wanted to be a part of the Nikki Reed Show. And we do want to tell you that the Nikki Reed Show, we air Sunday through Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can also find us on Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. And to anybody out there that would like to join the Nikki Reed Show Network or even be a part of our network, all you have to do is email us your EPK as well as you can also email us your bio, a small bio, or if not a small bio, you can send us a press kit as well and make sure you have all your pictures and presentation is the key. And we also ask that you send us your music MP3 format and make sure it's radio edit. And radio edit means clean version. I know some might not even know what radio edit is, but that's what we mean by the clean version of your music here on the Nikki Reed Show. We have so many listeners and from across the globe, all ages, not limited to. And we have our young ones to call in from time to time. So we want the music to be radio edit for everybody and very professional. Because that's what it's all about. And for those who don't know, I'm Nikki Rich. I am the host and CEO of the Nikki Rich Show. We began April the 5th of 2011, so we're coming up on our second year, and I'm truly blessed about that. And the Nikki Rich Show, we stand tall with over 225,000 listeners. So we're dominating with 225,000 listeners right now in 2013. And we're just pumped up about it, and we're going to continue to push forward and just grow and expand. And this week I'm excited to have our new segment, and we're going to have that going this week, as well as our special guest that will be in the house. So you don't want to miss this. And also, you can follow me on Twitter at Miss Nikki Rich. That's at MSNIKKIRICH. And you can also follow the Nikki Rich official Twitter, the Nikki Rich Show, and that is at Nikki R Show. Add us on Facebook, facebook.com/ Nikki Reed Show or facebook.com/ The Nikki Reed. And we have so many more avenues you can reach us, but you can also just go to the main site, which is NikkiReedShow.com, and you can find us there. And to all the guests, the listeners listening in, we are truly blessed to be here tonight. And we're going to start off right now. We're going to go to Miss Yolanda Adams. The battle is not yours. It's the Lord's. So y'all got to keep it locked to the Nikki Rich Show. And I see we have some listeners on the line as well. So we're going to go to the phone lines right now. And y'all got to stay tuned, all right? Right now, we would like to welcome you to the Nikki Rich Show. Mass is calling in to the hottest radio station on the planet.
Yes, Nikki, it's Minaj.
Hey, welcome.
How are you, Barb?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing so great. It's been such an amazing experience with American Idol.
Awesome.
The
awesome.
Album. And I thought to myself,
well,
I haven't called into the Nikki Rich Show in about a couple of months now.
Oh, yes. Well, we want to say Happy New Year.
Yes, Happy New Year. Hey, my Barbs and my Ken.
Well, we welcome you now. How has it been since American Idol?
You know, it's been such a troublesome, you know, event, you know. Me and, I want to say it first, that me and Miss MC are fine. You know, the war is over. I know that you guys have saw, you know, that there was some trouble. It was all a publicity stunt, you know. You know, in the industry, you have to hype things up a little bit more than they need to be. And, you know, it's been great. You know, my love life is even better. You know, I even feel comfortable telling you this, Nikki. Everything's great. You know, I'm having another new album coming out and another perfume. I mean, it's great. You know, I'm ready to go on tour. You know, I want to go on tour with, like, a Dawn Richard, you know.
Yes, yes. Now, what can we expect from you coming up? I know you have a lot going on.
I mean, you can always expect nothing but the best. I mean, I am Nicki Minaj, the one and only. So I can't really go too much into detail, but know this. I will be starting my own record label.
Okay.
That's what I can say, that I will be starting my own record label, and I'll be doing a show almost like I'm making the band, and I'll be looking for artists.
Awesome, awesome. That is what we're ready for. That sounds awesome. And I say congratulations to you. You have really been setting some records.
Yes, thank you. And you too. I mean, I've heard that your listens are like 200,000 plus. Like, that's awesome. Like, I admire that. I'm trying to get to that level with my show here on Blog Talk.
Yes, yes. And you already got it. It's well over.
I mean, but still, you know, people don't believe that it's really me. You know what I'm saying? On
mm-hmm.
Blog Talk. And it's very hard to get the message across when your PR doesn't want to put out the right information to let these people know.
Well, I hear that a lot, you know. So what do you say about the people who don't feel that it's you?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that again?
I said, what do you say to the listeners out there that saying, oh, this is not Nicki Minaj on the air? So what do you feel about that?
I tell them that, why would I have to lie? And you can tell if it's really me or not. Anybody can tell a real from a fake. If you're a real person, you know. All my Barbs know that this is really Minaj. If you don't think that it is, that's fine. You know, I'm not here to please everybody and to make it known. Just know that when I do my label and my new television show and perfumes and album, that Nikki Rich heard it first.
Yes.
So exactly. That's what I have to say to that.
Exactly. And that's real. And it mm-hmm. doesn't matter. Like, you know, people are going to talk anyway. They're going to talk whether it's good. They're going to talk whether it's bad. So then
right.
It would be like, you know, mm-hmm. it's real, it's fake, it's whatever, you know?
Exactly. And, you know, that's the problem with people in the industry nowadays are people that think they know the industry. You know, they try to say what's real and what's not when, honestly, they don't know the industry themselves that they're trying to portray to get in. And I'm constantly sitting there. Like, there's a lot of new people that are trying to break out. I mean, when I see one tweet from somebody, I go through pages because I'm nosy. You know, when I go overseas and stuff like that, there's a lot of spare time that I have going from London, from Tokyo, from Africa, you know. And some of these people don't know the business. And I think that they're playing themselves if they think that they can come online saying that they have a mixtape coming out 2 weeks in advance when you haven't even let the PR know about it. You know, you're not dropping a song. You know, there's proper protocol with the stuff in the industry. And, Nikki, you even said it yourself. You know, I have radio edit, and I think that people really should understand that radio edit is very friendly because not every little girl wants to hear about my breasts are hanging out.
Yeah, exactly.
Or that your pee-pee is bigger than his. I mean, let's be real.
That's true. That's true, and that's why we just
try
to keep it clean, you know? We want
yes.
it to be professional here.
Yes, and that's very important that, you know, we always remember keep it clean, and even though we might want to target one audience, that we have younger ones that listen because of their parents.
Mm-hmm.
But then the issue always comes in, they point the finger at us. But we do it for everybody. You know, my whole Barb's and Ken's and my Harajuku Barbie thing, you know, it's a way of marketing.
It is. Now, I mean, it's just that everybody is listening, whether it's in the industry, whether it's kids, whether it's older or young, it's a way that you do things, and I think it's best to come professional and have clean music.
Right. It is, and you know, people don't understand that. That's why we see these people that have, they'll do a mixtape, but it's not a clean version. And, I mean, that's great, but what the hell? I mean, I want my little 10-year-old sister to listen to it when you're good. You know, I'm just using an example. You know, I don't really have a 10-year-old sister, but I'm saying, you know, we want music to cater to all, so we have to do it in the right precaution steps, right?
Yes.
So, you know, it's the industry.
Yes, ma'am.
But what's been going on with you? I see that you're doing different parties. You've got stuff in Philadelphia. I mean, like, girl, what's going on?
Nothing much, just really, really working and just really trying to get out there, Nikki Rich brand.
That's great. You know, I want to congratulate you on all of your success. It's very so much admirable. And when I was just stumbling on Blog Talk, because I was going to try to broadcast tonight, but then, you know, things come up. You know, and I'm in the process of writing a book. I think, did I tell you about that I was writing a book?
Oh, no, you didn't. Tell me about it.
Yes, it's called The Nicki Minaj Life. You know,
uh-huh.
And I'm just talking about everything from the beginning, you know, before I got with Young Money. And, you know, why Drake really wants me to be his baby mother.
Okay.
Well, I'm only kidding. No, I'm not talking about that. I won't do that. You know, I just can't. It's a joke, you know. I think that Drake is a great person, and, you know, I just don't see him on that level.
Okay.
But it's going to be a
also,
great book.
I think it would be good to write a book, but I don't know about that.
No, I just, you know, I have to say things funny sometimes to keep the barbs in tuned and tweeting because, you know, when there are times when us as artists, we have our mini breaks and you don't see us post, you know, we have to say things to make you guys excited. And, you know, we have to do these things. I mean, I've been, you know, with the New Year, I've been back and forth out of, you know, different clubs and performances. And, you know, I felt like I owe it to my Barbs and my Kens to reveal these certain things, you know, and especially on the Nicki Rich show and, you know, the hottest show in America, in the fucking world.
Oh, yeah. Yours too, Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, so it's, you know, I just want to just say thank you for allowing me to come on your show. And if you ever need anything, you know how to reach me, and I know how to reach you.
Yes. Now, when do you air again so that all the listeners can know on Blog Talk?
Well, I'm going to try to do a show tomorrow night. It's just very difficult. You know, I've been talking to my manager, Manny, about trying to do Shade 45, you know, do something like that on a daily kind of routine, you know, a greater platform. Blog Talk is great for what they do, but I don't think they've really promoted that I'm here too much, and we've emailed them, and I think it's just crazy.
That's real. Yeah. That is real.
And they noticed you, so that's great. And they noticed that I was on your show before. So I think, you know, Blog Talk for noticing.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. That is awesome. And so we got to check it out tomorrow. We're going to tune in. Have you gotten the time yet?
No, not yet. I'm going to probably try to do something really early in the morning, around 11 o'clock maybe.
All right.
So like for like 30 minutes, you know, there's a lot of stuff in the industry that I would like to talk about, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the new tattoos that people are getting on their faces that aren't very appealing and everything else. So I want to address it all, you know. They never get to hear Nicki Minaj on a, in another level addressing it. So I have to do these things because I want to stay true to who I am and let people know how I feel, not just by music, but in the volume of speech and all.
Okay.
So it's very important that I do these things.
Mm-hmm. Well, we want to check it out. You know, I know you support the Nicki Rich show, and I definitely want to be sure and support you as well.
Absolutely. And I thank you so much for all the support. And I will definitely come back on soon when we get ready to reveal about the new perfume that comes out in the summer.
Okay. Well, you don't have to come before then.
Yes. Well, I will, you know, I'll try. You know, I'm just making my roundabouts for tonight. You know, I'm just taking a nice evening off, and I'm calling, you know, all my Barbs and my Kens, all the special ones that have been great to me from the beginning. Back in my Dirty Money record days, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. That's awesome. Now, I have a quick question. Now, are you changing your image, the color of your hair, and you starting to go in that direction this year?
I think this time around, I'm going to keep my hair, you know, to the similar colors. I want to do something a little bit more edgier.
Okay.
But it's still going to be the same Minaj, you know. The style is going to change as everything else progresses. So, you know, once a new project comes out, you'll see something new. Then I'm going to play limbo, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm going to play a little bit and just, you know, see what you guys like the most. And I like suggestions. So if you guys have suggestions, definitely tweet me at Nicki Minaj. And let me know what you guys want, because I want to cater to my fans. And I think that, like I said, I owe it to you guys. And I think a lot of people, you know, say that, you know, I'm pop. You know, I do what is going to make everybody listen. You know, it's just a way of life. Don't get it twisted. I progress with my music because I know what is going to sell. And at the end of the day, that's what matters. But I'm still being truthful. I mean, I love pop music. I mean, even the record Till the World End with me and Britney Spears, that was a fun song. And with Kesha, I mean, those girls are such an amazing people. You know, I honestly think next season that they should have us do American Idol and stuff like that. And, you know, maybe we can take over X Factor. We should do all the damn shows.
That's real. Now, I have, you know, and, you know, I know we talked about it earlier. It's people out here, you know, I know we were talking about some saying, oh, it's not real. That's not the real Minaj. I mean, I have people, like, hit me up right now. So what do you have to say to them, the ones that say, oh, that's not Nicki or what have you?
What I have to say to them is, I am real, you know, and like I've touched on it before, whether you believe it or not, but when my new projects come out and all that I'm talking about, remember that you heard it first on the Nicki Rich Show. You know, it's just as simple as that. You know, I'm not going to overextend myself into making you people believe me, because I know that I'm real. Nicki knows that I'm real. So what is there else to be questioned about? So that's what I'm
just saying.
I'm just saying,
because I got people hit me up, text and tweet me right now, you know? So y'all hear it first, you know?
Right, but you know it's me. Nothing's changed. It's just the same chick. And, you know, I always call in to show love.
Yep, we know. We
so
know.
They
and
what
I
they
see-
like.
Okay. I hear it all the time. I'm just saying. Yep.
Absolutely.
We letting them know today.
Yes, they are going to learn today.
I know that's right. I know that's right. And I know you come through and show support, and I really appreciate it. And it feels good that women can support one another and, you know, in all that you do.
Absolutely. You know, as women, we have to stand by each other and, you know, devour the world. You know, we have to conquer. You know, it's a man's game out there. So it's very important that we must do these things.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important.
It is.
You know, it's a male-dominated world. And as women, we don't get the chance to say the things on record. You know, if we say certain things, we get confronted when guys can say whatever they like. So as women, we must stand by each other. We have to.
Exactly. Well, we hope that everybody, they can also go check out your show as well. Go ahead and give out your information where they can check you out at.
You guys can check me out on Twitter at Nicki Minaj. You guys know my website. And just search into Blog Talk, Nicki Minaj. I forget the URL because I haven't broadcasted in a little bit. So, you know, when you don't do things for a while, you forget. But just look me up on Blog Talk, and I will keep you guys posted. And Nicki will keep you guys posted as well, because I will let her know when I book on Blog Talk again.
Well, I appreciate you coming through, too, on this Sunday.
Not a problem.
I'll be coming to LA. I'll be coming to L.A. next month. We have to link up.
Yes, we have to. Totally. I'm going to contact you. Just let me know when you come, and we can set something up. We can go have lunch on Hollywood Boulevard and all that other good stuff.
Okay. Most definitely. Yeah, I will be in L.A. next month.
Excellent. Well, just let me know the details of your events, and I will definitely try to be there because, like I said, I support you, and you're just so great at what you do, and I think people need to give you your due props when given.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much, and we just hope and continue to just move forward and just a positive platform, you know, here. As well as just in the community. That's what we're trying to do here.
Absolutely. You don't have to try. You just go and do, and that's what you're doing. So just always remember to shoot for the stars and never forget who you are.
I'm not. Well, Nikki, before you go, you know we have to do the drop. We need a new drop. So will you go ahead and shout out the Nikki Rich Show?
Absolutely. Hey, Barts and Ken, this is your girl, Nicki Minaj, and you're tuned into the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest motherfucking show on the planet, bitch.
All right. Thank you so much.
Anytime, Nikki. You have a great night, doll.
All right. All right, everybody. You never know who's going to call in. We are asking all the listeners that we're going to get to you and the phone lines in just a few. Just stay tuned to the hottest radio station on the planet. We have so many listeners tuning in right now. I do want to thank Nicki Minaj for coming through. You never know who's listening in. And like she said earlier, you know, so everybody's saying it's not the real Nicki Minaj, this ain't Nicki Minaj and all. She's like, she doesn't have anything to prove to anybody. But, you know, shout out to Nicki Minaj for coming through. She is following the Nicki Rich Show. So major shout out to her as well. We're going to go to the phone lines right now. We're going to 901. You're on the air. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. 901. All right, we're going to get to some more callers in just a few. I do want to let everybody know, if you're tuned in right now, you can call in at 323-580-5749, 323-580-5749. And we do have our special guest is coming through in just a few minutes. And to all the listeners out there, if you want to join or be a part of the Nicki Rich Show, just email us your EPK or a small bio, and you can also send us in your pictures as well and send us in radio edited music here on the Nicki Rich Show. It must be radio edit. And we do ask that you also know about the Nicki Rich Show, you know, because I see we have a lot of people saying, I want to get on a Nicki Rich Show, but you never heard of the show. So we do ask that you go and check out the Nicki Rich Show first and check it out and see what we're all about. And if you go check it out and listen to an episode, you'll kind of know what we're talking about. But to the first-time listeners that's listening in right now, we are your source for the hottest radio station, hottest interviews on the Nicki Rich Show, and we're bringing it each and every day. And we also interview local artists as well as the artists from across the globe, mainstream, sports athletes, as well as reality TV stars. So anybody out there that wants to be interviewed, you know, we gave you all the information. And just so you know, we are syndicated on 98.2 The Beat LA, and we are heard also on College Underground Radio. So you can hear us anytime on College Underground Radio to all the listeners. And we do welcome you to the Nikki Rich Show. But we're going to go to right now our phone lines. I see we have right now 803-378. You're on the air. Tell us your name, where you're calling from.
All right. Hey, what's going on, Nikki? This is actually Efak Benuma, that go-to guy on Twitter.
Hey, welcome.
I just tweeted you a few minutes ago, and I just saw that that Nikki was just on your show, so I tweeted her something that I think a lot of people probably want to see. But just want to congratulate you. I Facebooked you, but you know what I'm saying? We've talked. I've just been working on my stuff, trying to get on your level. But just wanted to shout you out and just say, you know what I'm saying, it's 2013, new year, more success, and I'm looking to bring business your way because I saw what you were tweeting and posting out there, and any artist or any business person or entrepreneur that doesn't take advantage of that, I don't know what they're waiting on. So, you know what I'm saying, you know, we've had talks, you've inspired me, you know, you said, you know, very thoughtful stuff, and I'm, you know, 2013, there's no excuses. So I was really just calling in to, you know, congratulate you on your award and just say, you know what I'm saying, I may have been busy, I may not have kept in contact, but, you know what I'm saying, I still see what you're doing. I'm a big fan, I'm a supporter, and it's 2013, so no excuses.
Thank you so much, and I don't think I mentioned it, but thank you for refreshing. But the Nikki Rich Show, we are the hottest radio station because we are the radio show of the year. Social Therapy Magazine's award show was yesterday, and we're nominated, and we won the award. So congratulations. We're so excited about it. And I hate that I wasn't there, but I was also working another event where I got a chance to, you know, interview and talk with artists as well. So I'm steady working, you know.
Absolutely.
Well, we thank you so much. Thank you for stopping through to the Nikki Rich Show. I see that the lines are crazy right now, and we're going to get to our guest for tonight. It's crazy. And we thank you, all right?
All right, no doubt. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Right now, it's that time. We're going to get to our special guest for tonight. And we, with no further ado, the Nikki Rich Show would like to welcome Gary Coleman to the Nikki Rich Show. Gary, you in the house.
Hey, I'm here. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing tonight?
Awesome. Blessed, as always. Glad to finally be on with you. Privilege and honor.
Oh, yes. We're getting it in tonight, man. I'm telling you, you never know who's listening. You never know. It's Sunday night. You never know who's going to call in.
Yeah, I'm dying laughing. You know, I know you're getting some mess stirred up, but it's all good. And, I want to tell you congratulations myself on your award and everything like that. You're deserving of it.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. But we welcome you here tonight, so go ahead and let the listeners that's tuned in for the first time, let them know a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, my name is Gary Coleman, similar to the deceased actor, but I'm a Christian rap artist from Louisiana. You know, I've been doing my thing for a couple of years now, about to get everything back. Up jump started, you know, I took a little break, had a new addition to my family, and, you know, the Lord just has been blessing me in a mighty way, so, you know, it's time to continue to spread his word throughout the whole world.
Well, we just so glad to have you, and it's always good, you know, to get that variety of rap music and not just, you know, steady on hip-hop.
and you bringing that Christian route to the Nikki Rich show. That's what I love too. You know, bringing us something different.
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, with everything going on in the world today, I mean, not everybody's in the club throwing racks. You know what I'm saying? Not everybody's got 10 and 11 baby mamas. So, you know, we have to keep it, you know, they like to say, you know, let's keep it real, but, you know, let's really keep it real and, you know, let's talk about the things that's really going on in people's lives, you know. You know, we're not all riding around in fandoms. We're not all riding around in, you know, Bentleys. You know, dealing with real life issues, and so the real, the truth, and the light is our Lord and Savior. So, I mean, I don't see how you can live life without having Him be a part of the equation.
Exactly, exactly. Now, how long have you been in the music industry?
Dibble, I've dibbled and dabbled for the past probably 10 years or so, you know, doing the secular music realm in and around New Orleans. But my Christian music ministry, you know, sparked off about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. And, I mean, I've been able to meet some incredible people. You know, I've been able to minister this ministry and travel, and it's been a great experience. And I know, you know, the Lord has a lot in store for me. That's the reason why, you know, I'm putting forth this effort, because the Lord has placed this in my lap, and so much that I do it.
It is, it is. Now, have you ever did anything besides Christian, or is that just what you just started out with?
Oh, no. I mean, I started out, you know, as a teenager doing the secular thing, and, you know, went through the whole underground music scene, and, you know, it was all about money. You know what I'm saying? If you didn't have money, you weren't going to get any attention whatsoever. And that's basically how the New Orleans music scene is catered. You know, if you don't have money, or if you're not doing bounce music, then you don't even need to make an attempt at doing anything. So, you know, I started out just doing regular rap, hip-hop, and, you know, it had some buzz. It was getting started, but, I mean, that wasn't the direction that, you know, the Lord had for my life, so it really was, it remained stagnant. Yeah, I've been there and done that.
Now, was it anything, I mean, what I would say is, was it a time period where you knew, you know, your life had changed and you just, I would say, got closer and, you know, closer to the Lord, because I know it's a certain time for me. So with you, you know, was it a certain time where everything had changed as far as your, you know, just one day you just be like, you know, I just want to change. I want to change my life. I want to change my mindset. Was there a certain time where you just changed everything?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a time when I had a reflection. You know, I had a realization that came to me when I was, you know, a teenager, and it just was like, you know, I'm living life a little bit too fast. Like, what am I doing? You know, I'm going down the wrong road. It's only going to lead, you know, to one or two options. So I definitely had that, you know, I had that realization to come to me that, you know, I need to make this change. Progressively, after that, I just had to make, you know, bigger changes. I had to, you know, some things I had to, you know, really condition myself to get rid of, you know. So it was it was a gradual change, but at the same time, there was an occurrence in my life that made me realize that, you know, you have to definitely change how your outlook on life completely. And from there, progressively, I started to just change minor things.
Well, I know earlier you were talking about, you know, because I get this from a lot of people, you know, where they're saying, you know, the rappers out now, they're not rapping about the real. It's just make-believe, and everything is fake. And, you know, what is your take on that? Because I got my take, but what is your take on that?
I mean, my take on it is this, like, don't get me wrong, and we are all artists, and I see myself, an artist is an artist. They can create whatever you want because it's art. You can create whatever you want. But once we start speaking, whatever comes out of our mouth, we can even talk life, or we could talk that power of life is in the tongue. So it's however you want to perceive it, but you got to understand the things that you're putting out there into the world. You know, I mean, it would be blasphemy to, for me right now to talk about, you know, flipping keys and laying in the bed with this one and that one when, of course, I'm not doing that. But at the same time, there's a fine line between what's art and what's life, and you just have to understand what you're putting out there, the art that you're putting out there. You know, you need to speak in life and you speak in that. So, I mean, the artists today, of course, they, I mean, it's about money as well. You know, you're trying to, you know, put the hot single out so you get the radio play. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you feel like it might not be hurting anybody. But at the same time, I feel as though, you know, there's a millions and millions of people out there right now that's, you know, right at the poverty line. You know, who's talking for those people? I mean, what about, you know, the people who just went through the hurricane? I mean, we dealt with Hurricane Katrina. Who's speaking about that? I mean, that's what I said. Not everybody's in the club every single night. There's some single parents out here. There's, you know, some homeless people out here. Nobody's speaking for them. So, you know, it's just, to me, it's a bigger spectrum. It's so many pieces to the pie that's not even getting covered.
That's true. That's true. And too, what I think people look at is, you know, you got to think of it as a job too. It's a job, you know. Some, just because, you know, they say, oh, it's fake and it's real. Some are real, but you got to look at it as this is how they're making money. You know, you got to put on your uniform right when you're going to work, and then you got to take it off when you're coming home. But because some have grew up in a certain life, you know, in that certain area, so when somebody else is rapping about it that hasn't experienced all that, you know, everybody's getting mad. They're like, oh, it's fake. But it's all an art, you know, whether it's fake, it's real, whatever. It's your talent, your art, you know. Somebody could tell me that you are being fake or you're not real or, you know, but this is what you love to do. This is your art. This is your talent. And people are going to talk.
We cannot be judges of
whether it's good or bad.
Yeah, that's why we can't be judges of the artists in their art, you know. I'm just saying we just have to make sure that it's an even playing field because, I mean, of course everybody loves to have a good time and, you know, some of these records, they make you feel good. And that's great. That's perfectly fine. Because I'm a lover of music, you know what I'm saying? So it's music first. But at the same time, like I said, we need to make sure we're covering all spectrum, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, gospel or Christian rap shouldn't be thrown into, you know, the 10% and then 90% is just, you know, all of this other stuff, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, what about what we're talking about over here? You know, same thing for other genres. So it's just kind of like it has to be on an even playing field, you know what I'm saying? But we know stereotypically that Christian rap has always been put on the back burner.
That's real. That's real. Well, we know you got some new singles out. One is So Blessed. Tell us a little bit about So Blessed.
So Blessed is it's basically just like a dedication to the victims of Hurricane Katrina and anybody who has made it through, you know, a life-changing experience. And it's just that throughout it all, we're so blessed because we made it through that situation and you're still here now. So that's just what So Blessed is. It's a call and response song or it's a feel-good song that when you hear it, it just should let you realize that, hey, I did make it through that storm. I did make it through the hurricane. I may not have everything, but I have my health. You know, I may not have the grip and the gland right now, but I have what I need to go forward. So it's just a song that lets us know that, you know, Satan tries to put, you know, things over our eyes to cover, you know, to put just a blindfold on us. So Blessed is just a reminder to let us know that, you know, whatever we've been through, we made it through and we're still here. So we have to thank the Lord for that.
That's real. Well, I know earlier we with the blog talk, it was a few technical difficulties. We're going to go and try to play this song But if not, you'll know why. We're gonna go through it right now, and we're gonna if it says it goes, then we're gonna keep it going, because I see we have some listeners that tune in right now, and we're getting a lot of support tonight from across the globe. I know, and I just commend everybody that's working. Like, I mean, you have really been making some major moves. So I just commend you, because when you have artists out there that know their passion and know what it is that they want to do and just going head first, I mean, you can't get no better than that. And I know it feels good with you pursuing it and knowing what it is and your purpose here on earth. I know it's got to feel good.
I mean, it's a blessing to be, you know, to have that feeling, to know, you know, the purpose. You have a ministry, and you need to go out and fulfill it. And it's just rewarding, you know what I'm saying, to be in this position. But the work, you know, the work is just getting started. You know, the Lord placed this in my life, and I'm glad he did, you know, just the whole story. And that's basically what the album, The Discovery of Life, is about. You know, we're trying to tag a movie, an actual theatrical movie, along with this album. So that's in the works right now. You know, the Lord says the same. Hopefully, a theater movie will be coming to North Carolina, Los Angeles, Texas, some of Nikki Rich's stomping grounds.
Talking about, we're really making some noise here lately. not only Nikki Rich show, but North Carolina is really making some noise. There's a lot going on here. You know, you definitely got to come down here.
We definitely going to be making some trips to North Carolina, South Carolina, you know, in the coming months. So, I mean, everybody just got to stay tuned. Stay tuned to Nikki Rich. She's going to keep y'all up to date on all of that.
Yeah, so that means, is there a tour in the works?
There's a tour in the works that's being talked about. Like I said, the movie, the actual movie, I mean, script is in the works. Details are being talked about like that. So, I mean, the Lord is just, like I said, the Lord is working right now. I have no complaints whatsoever. I mean, I'm about to celebrate my 28th birthday along with my beautiful wife of almost 6 years now. You know, I have to give shout out to her, you know what I'm saying, for just supporting me and everything. You know, it's 2012, you know, had its ups and its downs, but at the same time, I mean, the Lord just continued to condition my mind and my spirit to get me ready for this year. So a tour is definitely in the works. Another thing, y'all just going to have to stay tuned, because you never know when I may pop up in your state.
That's true. I'm telling you. I mean, since January the 1st, I mean, we're on the 6th day. This is 6th day. It's just since January the 1st, since 2013 here, it's been going hard. It's been crazy, you know. God has really been blessing so much. He has really been just blessing us so much. And it's just amazing. Just every day that we open our eyes, it's a blessing, period.
Yeah.
You don't have to do anything else. You know,
yeah.
So while we're sitting here sometimes complaining about where we haven't reached, you know, like I know sometimes it can get down because of our generation in itself, you know, we got to work harder. We're achieving stuff so fast, so many goals so fast. Like, it's a lot of people out there with master degrees and all kind of degrees, but you don't have, I would say, that financial stability. And you like, what is it I can do? So you're trying to find something to do, you know, and you get down and out. You like, I did it. And what's the use of going to school, or what's the use of this? You know, when I work so hard, I need to see the repercussions from it. You know, I need to get that money. You know, that's how we get down sometimes, especially our generation. I know from my age, because there's not that many jobs, and a lot of people are out here. You're not on the jobs as long as 3 to 5 years, you know, and you're having to switch jobs and go here and go there, and it can get, you can get down and depressed, you know, and it's just totally different right now. And, you know, just know that, you know, God is in control and he is guiding you. And a lot of times stuff happens for a reason because he's taking you to that next level. So you just got to go with the flow.
Yeah, we gotta,
and
we
not
gotta
let things make things happen, because a lot of times we'll be like, oh, you know, I got this Mercedes. But, you know, you forcing things to happen, which really you got a Mercedes but can't afford your house payment, stuff like that, you know. And you'd be like, God bless me. No, you did it.
Yeah.
You know.
You have to stay, you, in a situation like that, you know, you have to really sit down and have a kind of conversation with the Lord, you know, to remain,
mm-hmm.
you know, to remain on that road. You know, you see it, you have the vision. And, of course, there's going to be pitfalls that's going to come, you know, along the way. Like it says in the good word, you know, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So you have to remember that your strength comes from him. But there's going to be
exactly.
all kind of pitfalls. There's going to be all kind of obstacles that's going to come in your way to get to, you know, where you think you want to be or where you need to be. I mean, you could
mm-hmm.
testament to that. I mean, of course, it was a like it was now for you when you first started probably, but, you know, you see how things are moving for you now, so you know how it is when you're trying to get there. You have the vision in your head. It just doesn't
exactly.
happen right off the bat, but you cannot get frustrated. You know, there's going to be people the Lord's going to put in your life to help you. There's going to be people that are going to come and try to knock you down, but I think you have to have that initial conversation with the Lord, that prayer with the Lord, give it to him, and you have to remain focused. Just, I mean, it's cliche, but you really have to remain focused, because it's so easy
mm-hmm.
to let things deter you from where you know the Lord has you going. You know, it's so easy to get in that mode of, I can't, it's not happening, where do I go from here? It is so easy to fall into that mind frame. So you just got to stay prayed up. You have to know that the Lord, you know, will see you through anything, especially if he's giving you the vision for it.
And that's true. That's true, because I feel that you have to stay focused. It's so much that will come your way, whether it's your friends, whether it's your family, and you'll be so surprised. It could just be one day somebody you could be that you're really close to, and just, you know, like the attitude would just flare up, and you like, man, what is going on? You know, like, what
right.
happened? You don't know where it comes from. And,
right.
and, you know, a lot of times people are not meant for you to go, they're not meant to go with you to that next level. So,
yeah.
you know, it'd be a lot going on. You
right.
just got to take those signs, you know. And also, not only that, a lot of times things are tests. And to help you, you know, whether it's negative or not, it's just to help you along the way. You just got to, like you said, stay focused. And that's what happened.
Yes, it is.
You got to stay focused. And you sound like you focused.
Yeah, man, we focused in 2013. Like, I said it's amazing, you know, what's
uh-huh.
going on right now. I'm just, you know, overjoyed with life. A lot
mm-hmm.
of things going on, and, you know, to be back out, you know, getting the music out. I'm also going to do a mixtape that I'm going to drop Super Bowl Sunday. I'm going to drop the first official single to that album. This is going to be the first official single to the album that's going to drop as well on Super Bowl Sunday, and the video for that is going to drop on Super Bowl Sunday, because Super Bowl is in New Orleans this year. I mean, there's a lot going. Like I said, there's a lot going on, but I'm just blessed to be in this position, and I have to, you know, make sure that I'm following the path that the Lord has set before me. You know, and one of those things
mm-hmm.
was to talk to you. I mean, I've made in contact with you like over 6 or 7 months ago, and you know, I've constantly seen the, you know, the big names that you've been interviewing and things that you've been doing, and you know, I don't think people really know like how you move. You know, like, you get around Australia, yada, yada, yada. I don't think people really know, but you know what I'm saying? Like, that's even a big thing for me being a Christian artist to be on a Nicki Rich
mm-hmm.
show. So something. That was like a thought. It's, you know, it's showing me like, hey, you got to keep it going. You got to keep it moving. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And you know, everything is due in due time, you know, and when in his time, you know, when he's ready for you to make those next steps and those next moves. Because I know me personally, that's how I roll. You guys, me and a lot of people, they're always telling me, you know, why don't you do this and why don't you do that? And he always guides me, you know, along the way. And I always have a plan beforehand. You know, I got my plan, but, you know, I'm rolling with God's plan because that's what it's about, you know?
You can never go wrong. You can never go wrong.
And you got to put him first. You know, a lot of times we say, oh, we put God first, but it's always that we put him last until something happens.
Yeah.
Until something happens. You're like, oh, I put him first. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
when
amazed,
you get down and out.
You, I mean, there'll be amazing things that happen in your life when you truly do, you know, put him first. My, I mean, I could tell anybody that my major blessings in my life, the peace that came into my life, you know, and I'm talking about peace, whereas, you know, home life, living, you know, happened when I truly gave my life to the Lord and he directed my steps, directed my path. You know, it was a different way I woke up in the morning. When you truly serve the Lord, it's a different way you walk out the house. It's a different way
you feel.
You know,
it's
your
just like
on life.
Something
yeah,
all over
truly.
You, you know?
So, yes, yes. You have what's called compassion now, whereas in the past, you know, someone came to you with an issue. You like, it's their problem. It's not mine. Whereas now, somebody comes and pulls their hearts out to you, you feel their pain, and you feel like you got to do something to help them. You know, you just don't feel right. Let go. Without. So that's kind of the direction my album caters to. It talks about us. It really focuses on all of us because we all were young at one time when, you know, we were young and we thought life was all about, you know, the girls and the clothes and the cars and all of that. And we had room, or at least we thought we had room to make error. You know, this is the time when, you know, your mother would tell you to come in at a good time and, you know, you stay out past that time. And she didn't know where you were, and you could have been out doing anything. And, you know, the Lord spared you because you had a praying mother, but you had decisions that you could have made. And depending on the decision you made, your life could have went left or right. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it talks about just being that young person with, you know, just all of this going on and what decisions that you made. You know, we can look back now, being older, being adults, and say, man, I did that, and I was that way, or, wow, I put my mama through that. But when you're in the moment, you're not thinking about that. So it's kind of like something that we can look at and try to help ourselves as adults and parents, because our children are coming up, and they're coming in a worse time than us. But it just can be a reminder to us when we were in those decision-making times, when we made those wrong decisions, and they kind of altered our lives. So it just speaks to the discovery of when you know right from wrong, when you're living life, when you are put in a position, what decision do you make? And I'm just speaking upon my experience, basically, and telling you how I was fortunate to make it out of a lot of situations.
That's real. That is real. Now, I see we got some callers on the line. You got a few minutes to take a couple of callers at the moment?
Absolutely.
Okay, we're going to go to 443-643-676. You are on the air. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. One second. 443, you on the air. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. All righty, we're going to keep it going. And now, anybody listening in, if they would want to contact you and check out your music, where could they go to?
They can go to just look up on iTunes. If they want to listen on Spotify or, you know, just basically any music platform you could think of, you know, hit me up on Facebook, of course, Twitter, and all of that. But, I mean, the focus going forward is going to be the mixtape. It's going to be called the Shoot Around, just basically referencing before a basketball game when the basketball players are kind of warming up and, you know, just shooting around, mm-hmm. shooting layups or whatever. That's just getting everybody prepared or getting, you know, getting everybody ready. And that is going to drop, like I said, Super Cool Sunday, as well as the first single to the album, the official first single called Do You Care? And that song, and that song I'm basically talking about, what do we really care about? I mean, you know, the mm-hmm. things that really are going on in this world. Do we really care about homeless people? I mean, because if you do, do you see them and really walk past them? I mean, do we really care about elders? Our elders, do we really care about older folk? Are they being taken care of? I mean, do we really care mm-hmm. about the schools or the party that our children go to? You know, the friends that they're keeping, do we really care about these things? So that's the song I'm speaking about. That's the things I'm speaking about in that song that's coming out.
Okay. Awesome. Well, we're looking forward to it, and we, you know, got to have you back on the Nikki Rich Show. We're going to be playing your music as well and having that in rotation. Now, do you have any shout-outs that you would like to share tonight or any words of wisdom tonight?
I mean, you know, shouts out, of course, to my, like I said, my beautiful wife and my family. Everybody listening all across the world, you know, hit me up, you know, let me know what's going on with you all. I mean, words of wisdom are just simply, you know, keep Christ first in your life. You know, talk to God daily and he'll guide you. You know, I know that's, like I said, it's like sounds cliche, but, I mean, you have to really sit down by yourself and talk with the Lord. Mm-hmm. If your life is out of control, then that means you need to sit down and take the time to really see what's going on, have a reflection. If you are a stubborn person and you can admit you're a stubborn person, then that's the first step, you know. It, you know, like I'm saying, just sit down and just take a look at yourself. You know, what are the characteristics about yourself that you know you need to change or you want to change? And, you know, I think once you do that, you can begin the process to becoming a person that, you know, the Lord wants you to be.
That's real. Now, before you go, now, we need a shout-out here on the Nikki Rich Show so we can play in our future shows. Will you go ahead and shout us out tonight?
All right. Yo, it's your man, Gary Coleman. I'm chilling with the one and only Miss Nikki Rich on the Miss Nikki Rich Show. Check it out.
That's what I'm talking about. Thank you so much, Gary Coleman in the house. Anybody that's listening in, you can check him out on social media. You can Google him, as well as you can go and listen to this podcast on iTunes for free. Download it there. And you can also listen to us on 98.2 The BLA, as well as College Underground Radio. And you can go there, and as well as Star Force Hip Hop and BigShowBlast.com. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And we just thank you so much for tuning in and coming through to the Nikki Rich Show. Gary Coleman, we welcome you back anytime.
Of course. Thank you for having me. It's been a blast. Everybody follow Miss Nikki Rich. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Twitter is at the one Gary Coleman. That's T-H-E, the number one Gary Coleman. Instagram, Gary Coleman. And look me up on Facebook, Gary Coleman.
All right. Follow at Miss Nikki Rich as well on Twitter at Nikki R Show as well. So we're going to stay connected, and we're going to be putting it out there about the Nikki Rich Show, Gary Coleman, after the show. So be sure and tweet that link. And Gary, if you, you know, put it on your website.
Okay.
Everybody can hear it. It's epic tonight.
Damn.
Epic night so far. But we thank you so much for coming through, all right?
It's been a blessing. Thank you.
Thank you so, so much. Thank you, Gary Coleman. Just came through. Show some love to the Nikki Rich Show, to all the listeners tuned in. Man, we getting it in. You never know, like I said, who's calling in. Shout out to all our listeners. And, again, you can follow us on Twitter at Miss Nikki Rich, and you can add us on Facebook, facebook.com/Nikki Rich Show. And you can add me, facebook.com/TheNikkiRich on there as well. And to all our listeners, we air Sunday through Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can also check us out on Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. Again, 11 a.m. So be sure and check us out there as well. And we're just so glad tonight just to get it in on this Sunday morning, Sunday evening. And it's so much going on, y'all. I'm telling you, I'm just really enjoying this night. Truly blessed to be the radio show of the year. It's such a blessing. And thank you to Social Therapy Magazine for the award. It's coming through. You know, as soon as I get it in the mail, everybody that's tuned in right now, because I was not able to go to Philadelphia last night, you're definitely going to see me with it, smiling hard. But major shout out to all the listeners and supporters of the Nikki Rich Show. We're going to continue to really bring it this year, 2013. Also, we're excited because we got T-Boz coming through. So this week, Wednesday, is going down. T-Boz will be in the building. And I'm excited because we got some more surprise guests for you guys. So you definitely want to stay tuned in for that as well. So anybody that's listening in, you can call in, and we let all the guests and the listeners, we always allow everybody to talk with our guests, and we open up the floor. We just ask that you just keep it clean, no negative. We're a positive radio station, so that's how we do it. Be sure and tune in tomorrow, Motivated Mondays. We'll be having a special guest tomorrow, several special guests, and you don't want to miss this. And you can call in at 323-580-5749 and press that 1. And a lot of times, if you can't get to the Nikki Rich Show, all you got to do is Google us, and you can also go to NikkiRichShow.com. That's the way you can listen anytime, 24/7. You can listen to the Nikki Rich Show and our past shows. And if you also called in, you can listen to yourself because we have all our shows, again, on podcast. Okay, we're winding things down here tonight on the Nikki Rich Show. We're just so grateful for all the supporters of the Nikki Rich Show. Again, send in your EPKs, your music, make sure it's clean, and we will get back with you guys. And we thank you so much on this Sunday night. And we end by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success. And we end by saying God bless. God bless you all. And we welcome you back to the Nikki Rich Show anytime. Thank you so, so much. God bless.